Thank you for calling AmeriCorps. My name is Heather on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
This is James Hunt.
James, thank you for calling today. Let me get some information from you so I can look up your account. Let's start with your telephone number, please.
It's 404-863-4601.
Okay, thank you so much for that. So let's verify your birth date. Can you please tell me your birthday?
It's May 16th, 1977.
Wonderful. What's a good email address for you, please?
James@gmail.com.
All right. And just for verification purposes, can you please verify the last four of your social security number?
Sure, that's 6339.
So your phone number is 404-863-4601, and the last four digits of your social security number is 6339. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you for verifying all of your information, James. Okay, give me a moment as I look up your records in our system. Just one moment. So let's take a look here. Okay, yes. So we have some great news. We've negotiated a settlement for your Chase account ending in 2050 that needs your authorization to process and lock in the savings. Does that sound good?
Yeah, so far.
Great. As part of the settlement agreement, AmeriCorps has negotiated that all future fees and interests will be settled and fixed as soon as you authorize this agreement. So Chase is willing to settle your account with the following terms. The settlement amount of $500, that is a 50% settlement rate. That will be paid out in four payments. And the first payment will begin on January 12, 2024, with ongoing interest and fees set at zero. So this settlement will be considered satisfied with the creditor once the full settlement amount has been paid. Successful completion of the settlement is dependent upon you making all of your required deposits into your dedicated account. Settlement payments will be made using the funds in your dedicated account, and missing or modifying deposits during the settlement term may cause the settlement to default and be void. Do you understand these terms so far?
Yeah, they're pretty straightforward. Thanks.
Okay, let me continue. Now, if a settlement is null and void, all funds paid towards the settlement will be applied towards the balance, where the creditor can backdate and resume charging fees and interest. This settlement may likely be paid off early at AmeriCorps' discretion, based on dedicated account fund utilization and the terms of other structured settlements on debt enrolled in the program. And AmeriCorps fees will be taken for this settlement in accordance with the enrollment documents. Would you like to authorize and approve this settlement?
Yeah, let's get this going and out of the way.
Wonderful. And that is what we are here for. We'll make sure that those payments are on time for you. As long as you stay dedicated to making your deposits, your creditors will be paid how they are supposed to. We did get that first settlement in for you, so you should start seeing more settlements rolling in, about 3 to 6 months in the program. Okay?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, we're happy to take that relief and that weight off your shoulders, James. And really quick, just a couple of reminders before I let you go. Keep in mind that those deposits will be labeled as Global GHL LLC on your banking statements. Also, if you stay on time with your deposits, keep your non-enrolled creditors current, and don't open any new accounts during this time, you could qualify for that Credit 9 loan within 6 to 12 months from your enrollment date. And then lastly, let's talk about your existing creditors. They will call you. In order for us to negotiate all your debt at the lowest amount, we ask that you answer these calls around every 90 days or so. When they call, express your financial hardship and the fact that you would love to make a payment, but you're just unable to do so at this time. This will allow us to effectively work on your behalf and settle your debt with the creditors quickly. Do you have any questions pertaining to any of that information?
No, that's great. Thanks for the reminder. Appreciate it.
Okay, great. All righty, James. Thank you so much for calling AmeriCorps. Again, my name is Heather. After this call, there may be a one-question survey. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for calling AmeriCorps.
Okay. You have a good night, too. Or day. We'll see you.
Thank you.